I think the band has not left the building, but I think they're done playing.
Oh, well, hey. That's it for our first performance here live at the Greek Theater with the Grateful Dead. I'm Barry, and I'm sitting here with David Gans, and there are a core group of other people sort of floating around trying to hurriedly get into place. We want to thank all of you who were tuned in and invite you to stay with us for a little while longer. We're going to be talking to a couple of people here and doing a few other little things, and we'll be back here tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
And also Sunday at 3 or 2:30 we go on the air, right?
We go on the air at 2:30 on Sunday, so please be with us for throughout this whole weekend.
Yeah, and tomorrow, I guess I'm going to be co-anchoring with John Barlow, famous literary smart guy who just moved out to California from Wyoming, at least temporarily. And I think we'll have a few drop-in surprises.
We'll have some drop-ins and surprises and all kinds of things.
And right now, we've got Bob Barsotti here, who's the concert manager for BGP and the guy who basically gets the grief if things go wrong outside. And Bob has basically a pretty positive message to impart to people outside here today, right, Bob?
Sure do. I just wanted to thank all you deadheads for staying home tonight and listening to it on the radio, because the word back from the university officials and the police department is that we've had smaller crowds in the last few years, less public drinking, less littering and trash, and overall a much smoother event than we've had for a number of years. And I want to thank you all for the cooperation in getting that to happen.
It's very much appreciated, and it's actually a pretty important factor here in the life of a concert band.
Well, these shows at the Greek are special, and as long as we can make them work like they did today, then they should continue into the future.
Great. Well, I guess we'll be hearing from you again off and on over the course of the weekend if anything comes up that people need to hear about.
Okay.
Right?
Well, thank you, David.
Thanks for being here, Bob.
Oh, that's great. I was hoping that this would work. And I know that there were a number of messages that were going throughout asking people to stay at home and make this sort of happen and make it a little bit smoother. And actually, I think the band and the organization did just about everything they could do to cooperate with the university and to, make it smooth.
And obviously the people did too. This is really the Grateful Dead, the rock and roll equivalent of coming home and getting a good report from the babysitter.
And we also want to thank those of you who have been tuned in to KPFA and who supported us. We really appreciate it. And we also want to thank a number of people, and they include Leo's Music and Bob Ulias. And you're going to help me with some of this, too.
Don Pfeiffer, Hal Kant.
And Danny Rifkin, thank you for all of your help.
Yeah, Stu Nixon, Mike Dolgushkin, and John W. Scott, the three people responsible for Dead Bass.
Those books went really quickly.
They sure did.
Bill Graham and the Bill Graham Organization.
Especially Bob Barsotti and Peter Barsotti. Min Pilar Law and Carol Barton.
Cal Performances and the University of California. And a special thank you to the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees Local 107.
Yeah, members of the Grateful Dead, of course, for making this whole thing worth doing and making it possible to do it.
And, of course, Marcy Mearns and Tim Pozar and all of the KPFA staff who helped us out, and Alice.
And a special thanks to the Minglewood Town Council for attending to the concerns of the community and getting the word out that deadheads should respect the community, and it looks like it worked.
Yeah, that's right. If you see people walking around with a button that says, "Are you kind?" or a sticker, actually, that says, "Are you kind?" Those people are part of our campaign to just basically mellow things out and warm things up a little bit between people. And welcome all these new deadheads into our happy community.
And, of course, we can't leave without giving a very, very special thank you to Dan Healy.
Absolutely.
And to Ultrasound.
Is it true that Dan brought this mixing board that we're using here from his own garage? That's pretty great. And Don Pearson and Howard Danchik and the rest of the people at Ultrasound.
And we're going to be here for a little while longer. Stay tuned. Coming up in another several minutes or so is the KPFA Evening News. And I should let you know that this is listener-sponsored KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. And once again, listener-sponsored means that we are able to bring you all of these kinds of special programs through your continued support. So as we would like to be supportive to our community, we want that support to come from you and to continue making it happen. And as we sort of move in on the end of this particular first set. And once again, thank you for just all of the pre-support, your letters and all of those things and your comments and your love, you know. And I would like to introduce Shafi Hakeem, who has been a long-term supporter and programmer at KPFA and who has prepared a little bit of material for us. Shafi, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, what I have today is, earlier you heard some ambiences. Actually, that was all tapes from KPFA show called World Ear, and a lot of them were recorded digitally in forests in Thailand and other places. But the next part of the music is world rock, rock and roll from around the world, and how different cultures like Africa, India, and Japan see rock and roll.
Well, so let's hear a little of that.
Let's listen a little of that.